Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from Him who lives and reigns, who has come to save the world, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text this evening takes us to Luke chapter 2, verse 12. And there we hear these things. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Thus far our text, people of God, may be seated. Oh, friends in Christ, yes indeed. It's a pressure-filled season, isn't it? The pressure is on. And it seems like it hits us every year. The pressure is on, isn't it? In any number of ways. But one of the ways that the pressure is on is what to get everyone. What to get everyone, indeed. What should I get her? What should I get her? I know. How about a snow shovel? I'm not sure that's going to work. Better try again. What should I get her? A cordless drill, that's it. No, that would be for me. What should I get her? How about some nice driving gloves? Yeah, no, wait a minute, she has those already. I know. How about a pedicure or a manicure? That's a good idea, but I would have no idea where even to get those. Make me feel kind of funny. What should I get her? How about a dress? Yeah, that's a good idea. How about a dress? Oh, wait a minute. I'd probably mess up the color and mess up the size, and she'd be some kind of a long line to exchange the thing. And yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yes, the pressure's on this time of year, isn't it? What should I get her? I know. Yeah, that's it. How about the perfect gift? How about a gift card? That's it. How about a gift card? Indeed, that's kind of the end gift anymore, isn't it, dear friends? In a world of materialism, a gift card, an answer to our Christmas prayers. And indeed, many of you probably are going to get gift cards this Christmas, and many of you are probably going to give gift cards this Christmas. And if you think about it, boy, they're brilliant, aren't they? What a brilliant idea. It gets me off the hook. It gets me off the hook. I don't have to think about what to get. And not only does it get us off the hook, but it allows the receiver the right to choose their own gift. Brilliant. And then there won't be any mistakes, right? The receiver of the gift gets to choose the gift. Wow. Suddenly, the pressure's off. Imagine, dear friends, if God took the gift card approach to Christmas. Imagine if He took the gift card approach to Christmas. Because He was up in heaven kind of wondering what to give us to help us in our fallen plight here in the world. And He was a little bit nervous about that because He knew how finicky we were. And so He's up in heaven kind of wondering, what in the world to get us? A gift card, maybe. Imagine for a moment if that happened to the shepherds, keeping watch over their flock by night. And suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And the shepherd said to them, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For God this night is giving unto you a gift card. And you can choose what gift to get for yourself. You know, to help you in a fallen world. To help you in your plight. You shepherds, you can go and decide what to get for yourself. And suddenly all the shepherds were driving brand new pickup trucks with four-wheel drive, herding their sheep all around and big smiles on their faces. Well, friends, wouldn't it be interesting if God didn't know what to get us for Christmas? Wouldn't it be interesting if he in fact gave us all, hey, a gift card? What would you get for yourself? A new camel for the garage? Maybe a posh new studio in uptown Jerusalem to do my business? Or maybe a 100-inch screen, big screen TV? Maybe a new iPod? Something electronic, certainly. Or maybe a new set of friends, because I've kind of worn the old ones out, or they've worn me out. You know, it dawns on us that if this were the case, and God in fact gave us a gift card, we probably would get the wrong thing. We would probably get something that would soon wear out, and that would soon disappoint us, and that would soon bore us to death. And certainly, we'd probably get something that would not address the real problem. Oh, fallen world, what would that be? A thing called sin. God looks down upon us and sees the sin, the brokenness, his laws trampled down, the hurt and the pain. If it was left up to us to get something for us, we probably wouldn't address the real problem. But friends of Christ, you see, that's the real joy of Christmas. For God doesn't have that problem being a giver as we do. He's not up in heaven saying, I don't know what to get them. I'm just so lost. I'm just so confused. For indeed, your friends, God knows. He knows exactly what this world needs. He knows exactly what to give this world. And it's not something that's going to wear out or break very soon. In fact, at all. It's not something that's going to need batteries or that's going to run out of energy. It's not something that's going to be replaced by the latest number, an i8 or an i9 or an i10. It's not something, dear friends of Christ, that's going to get old and boring. Wow, we might say, what could that possibly be? Come in here. Come on in. Mary said to those shepherds. Boys, come on in. Take a look. Here he is. And can you see them, the shepherds, so respectfully, humbly walking in to the manger scene and beholding him, looking in to that manger, to that little animal trough where the goats and the sheep just fed. And there he is, a little baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And they were overcome with awe at the sight. This is what God sent. This is what the world needed. It needed a Savior. And boy, dear friends of Christ, what a mission he had. A mission like no other. The salvation, the redemption of the world itself from its plight under sin. What a tremendous mission this little baby had. And in order to accomplish this mission, he had to be something that no other baby ever was. For all of the babies of the world are a combination of what genes? the genes of an earthly mother and the genes of an earthly father. And original sin is passed on, but not this baby. You see, this baby was entirely unique to the world. Yes, this baby had the genes of an earthly mother. Only the miracle was it was without sin. No original sin was passed on in this case, because this baby had genes of another place, a higher place. This baby had the genes of God. And so the shepherds looked into this manger, and what did they see? They saw the God-man, Jesus Christ, a little baby that was both human and divine. We call it, dear friends of Christ, the incarnation. That's what Christmas is about. You shoppers in the malls, that's what Christmas is about. The incarnation of the Son of God. God becoming enfleshed. What a miracle. Two natures. Two natures joining as one. Human and divine. And the question pops up, why would he need to be human? Why would he need to be human? Well, friends, simple. So that as a man, he could uphold the justice of God, you see? In our place, keeping the law of God for us, and in our stead, God finally had the perfect Son that would uphold his law. For us all, as a man. And why did he have to be a man? So that he could die the death prescribed by the law. For the soul that sins shall die. And he came to die. They laid him in a manger of wood. And his mission was to be hung on a cross of wood. No gold here. No silver. Rugged, splintered wood. And on that cross he would die. For the sins of mankind. Laden with every transgression of every human being, he would die. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And the Father pronounces absolution on the world. I forgive you and I love you. Why did he have to be a man? To live and to die for us. But then the other side, yes. Why also the divine nature? Why did he have to be divine? So that he can do remarkable things. So that, dear friends, he could rise again. So that he could destroy the grave. So that he could crush Satan and come to life again. Oh, blessed Easter morning. Muhammad didn't do that. And Buddha didn't do that. And Gandhi didn't do that. And you can go right on down the line. None of them did that. But one, Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, he is arisen. Why did he have to be divine? In this great mystery the shepherds were seeing. So that his dying and rising would have a great enough value to redeem every sin. Not just some. Not just a few. But every single one. Wow. And so that's what the shepherds saw, dear friends, the perfect gift. And it wasn't a gift card. They peered into that manger and they saw the God-man, human and divine in one nature. What a miracle of heaven come down on earth. What a miracle. He brought redemption to the world. They beheld their redemption in this manger. What a beautiful sight. Redemption, dear friends. Redemption. What does it mean to redeem. Oh, one of those typical words we hear all the time. But what does it mean to redeem? The word redeem, dear friends, means to buy something back. To buy something back that you lost. Something that you love and you hold dear, to buy it back again. The shepherds beheld their Redeemer, the perfect gift of heaven. The one who would buy it all back again. Reminds me of an old pastor. For one day, taking a little break from his duties, he decided, take a little time off. And in the course of doing that, he went to a rummage sale. Of course, what else would you do? He went to a rummage sale. And at the rummage sale, indeed, he saw the typical things that once had value but no longer have value in a material world. They are so passing and fleeting. Things that were bought in Christmas with plastic cards. And he looked around, this pastor did, at the rummage sale, and he saw all kinds of things. Yes, that picture that hung on your grandmother's living room wall, made with yarn. That exercise bike that no one is going to buy. That wonderful lava lamp that you had in your college room. Indeed, the 8-track tapes. Or even worse, the big records. I remember my daughter saying, the teacher got out these big CDs once. Oh, time passes. Things that once held value but no longer had value, he passed them right by. He passed them right by. And then all of a sudden, he came to something that really caught his attention. They were some books, of all things. He was a reader, liked books. And he saw these books. And they were books that caught his interest. They were books on airplanes and aerospace and aeronautics, the thing that he loved. Oh, wow, I could use these, he said. And he started paging through the books. And as he did that, he saw his name on the cover, on the inside. His name. And he picked up another book, and sure enough, his name was in that one. And then he picked up another, and his name was in that one. His wife, you see, got out all those books from the attic that he had forgotten about. Put them on the rummage sale. Oh, I love these books. Can't get rid of them. And so he scooped them all up. And he took them to the counter. And he bought them back. They were his again. Redemption, dear friends of Christ. Redemption has come this evening. The shepherds beheld their redemption. The redemption of the world. In that manger. The redemption of mankind. God buying the world that he lost. The world that he made and lost. Buying it back again. What joy. And he bought it back. Not with a plastic card. And not with a Benji. Or 1,000 of them. And not with a gift card. He bought it back. With his son. Who he sent to this world. His name is Jesus Christ. And he's the God-man. Who comes to redeem us all. True God and true man, the keeper of law, the dyer of its death, the redeemer of the world. And so that is our joy this evening. You've been purchased, bought back by Jesus. God has given you the perfect gift. What a joy. Let this be the center of our celebration. Let this be the center of our hearts. Let this be the center of our faith. Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, the baby of the manger, the Savior of the cross, the Savior of the conquered tomb. The King who lives and reigns at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the essence of who we are. The perfect gift from heaven. Thank you, God. Thank you, O Lord, for the perfect gift. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We invite you to arise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds forever in Him who lives, who reigns, our Savior Jesus. Amen.